I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized North Korea's poor record on religious freedom. He called its treatment of people of faith worse than China's. He also said that the U.S. would stand for the freedom of religion on the Korean Peninsula. And it comes at a sensitive time as Washington and Pyongyang are trying to get nuclear talks going again. However, the politics on the issue can make us forget what is central. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea reminds us.
It's important for us to remember as Christians that Christ did not die for freedom of religion. Christ died for freedom in Christ. And that's something that no government can grant and no government can take away.
Rather than pray for religious freedom, Foley suggests that we pray for faithfulness for the followers of Christ. And what could a life of saying yes to God look like? Just ask Sarah Brule from International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, or IFES. As a guest speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Brule spoke on this topic. Born in Brazil, she felt the call to missions on her life since she was a child. She originally studied business before pursuing theology, and today she works as the Evangelism Training Coordinator with IFES in Rome. She's also the director of Revive, a conference seeking spiritual revival across Europe.
You know, it's beyond anything that I could have dreamed for to be dreaming about revival in Europe, but it's just in that journey of trusting Him, being as close as I can to Him, and being faithful to whatever He entrusts, and He increases that.
Brule's is an awe-inspiring story. Read the rest of it at missionnews.org, and then ask yourself, how could God use my yes? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirred your heart for something I talked about today, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into some of these issues and more. Not sure how to join us? We've got the instructions at our website. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.